all that good stuff to build you up. They tell you all those things to make you feel better, and then only to go back to feeling bad when they're gone. Oh yeah, you don't need that hot air. I'm just beating the hot air out of you. I'm beating the air bubbles out of you so that when you're tested, you won't be weak. You'll be able to say, I'm strong. That's why we can really say, whenever we're going through it, we can honestly say, let the weak say, I am strong. We're truly strengthened by what we go through. I remember the older people said, if it doesn't kill you, it'll just make you stronger. And guess what? We know that God won't kill us. We know the Bible said that the trying of our faith, come on and say amen, is more precious than gold, that it worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. The pottery. When Jeremiah got there, it says that he saw that it was that the potter had, he wrought a work on the wheels. And he says he looked at it, and he says while he was working it, he said that it was marred or messed up in the hand of the potter. And then he made it another vessel. Amen. Jeremiah said, look at this. He said that the clay was messed up, but it was still in the hand of the potter. Sometimes we wonder, how did I get where I am? What went wrong in my life? God, where are you in the time that I need you? And God said, I'm the one turning the wheel. I'm the one got you in motion. Help me, help me, help me. God has said, I'm the one that got my hand on you, because if my hand wasn't there, you'd have fell off the wheel. You don't have to say amen today, but I'm telling you, this is the word for you. It's a good place to be messed up when you're in the hand of the potter. And it's.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K81T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Welcome to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Reginald Jackson.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. I thank you for joining me again today. Thank God for his mercy and his grace and his love. God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing, and I am glad in it. Paraphrasing that scripture as always, let's get right into prayer and the word today. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we acknowledge you that you are God.
Get Right Mobile,
creator of heaven and earth,
drivers,
and all that
the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Everything that was made by you, and nothing that was made was not made by you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the sovereign one.
According to the U.S. Department of Transportation,
there is no other title. What you, Lord Jesus,
is a leading cause of traffic accidents and fatalities.
Lord, have your way, Lord God, in our hearts and in our souls. Let this word come alive in us. Let it be fruitful in us. Let it prosper according to your will. All the ears of every hearer
with a reputation for quality work and prices you can afford.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to go today to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Freeport on air, reminding
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
To arrive alive and don't text and drive. Get Right Mobile Detailing.
The Lord wants you and I to know how much he loves us. But he also wants us to understand that he is also a God of wrath. And he is ready right now at every moment to take revenge on every act of disobedience, be it you or me or anyone else. There is no get by with the Lord. It's either his way or the way of destruction. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5 is where I'm going to start. Glory to God. It says, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. I don't know about you, but I want to be well pleasing in the eyesight of God. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Who are they? The children of Israel, the so-called people of God. Today would be you and I that proclaim salvation, that proclaim to be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Those of us who are proclaimed to be born again of the water and of the Spirit, but not walking in complete obedience to the best of our abilities to the word and the will of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Today, in what we call church, there is so much wickedness and sin going on right in the house. Not talking about once you step out the door, but in the house. We walk in error because we experience the presence of God through praise. We feel like we are okay, that we got it all together, that God is pleased with us. But there's an unction that should hit your heart by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that you proclaim to let you know that you're in error. The children of Israel did not have what we have today. They did not have the Holy Ghost on the inside. But they followed spiritual leaders who the Holy Ghost came upon and guided them and directed them and then lifted up. But you and I have the indwelling Spirit of Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection and his outpouring of the Holy Ghost, which began on the day of Pentecost. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says that we should not lust after evil things as they also lust. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. Verse 7. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Too many of us, we're doing our own thing. We are not about God's will, but we have our own will, and we want God to confirm. Glory to God. Help us today, Lord. Verse 8, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day, 320,000. God is having mercy on us, but it does not mean that we are in right standing. It does not mean that we are walking in righteousness and holiness when we are committing such acts. Glory to God. It's too much of this going on in people who proclaim to be saved. Glory to God. Help us today. Neither let us tempt Christ, verse 9, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Glory to God. You can't tempt God. You can't test God. You know, in the world, we used to do what we do, we would call take a dare. I dare you to do this. I dare you to do that. And you would go try and see how far you could go, how much you can get away with, but not with God. We cannot tempt God. Verse 10, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyers. Too many people are losing their salvation, their anointing, and their blessings because we are following so-called leaders who preach and teach watered-down words, who compromise with the word and tell you that it is okay for you to do this, that, and the other when it's in exact, explicit opposition to what the Lord God has said in his word. Man cannot put you in heaven or hell. You put yourself there by your acts of obedience or disobedience to the word of God. Glory to God. We need to make sure that the leaders that we have are leading us in the way of everlasting life, that they're walking that straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. You see how much wickedness is going on. You see the destruction that is happening in this world. You see how prices are getting outrageous. Crops are not growing because of heat waves, because of floods, because of fires, because of earthquakes, the destruction that is happening in the land right now. We're in the last days, and it is because of sin. America was once considered the moral leader of the world. But America has become so wicked now, till the world is laughing at it. The world is laughing at what we are trying to call our moral high ground. We're pushing up abortion. We're pushing up lying. We're pushing up stealing. Since when can a person born a man suddenly proclaim that they're a woman? It's fraud. It used to be you go to jail for fraud for using the wrong name. Since when can a woman proclaim to be a man? God ain't never made a mistake. Whatever he birthed you, that's what you are. You cannot allow demons, which America is doing, is allowing demons to rule this nation. It's no longer a godly nation. Thank God for those of us who are godly, who are still standing in the gap and interceding for God's people, for his creation. But this world is in trouble, and America is leading. Glory to God. We're in idolatry. We're worshiping everything but God. Worshiping everything but God. Glory to God. Let's go to verse 21 of 1 Corinthians chapter 20. Chapter 10. Excuse me. Loose my tongue in the name of Jesus. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devil. And we're trying to do that. Too many of us are doing that. We think that we can do what we want to do and be pleasing and accepted in the sight of God. But the word tells us, don't make yourself a transgressor. Don't renew the evil and the wicked things that God has delivered you from. I can't preach the righteousness to you and live a sinful life. It does not work. It does not work. Some people will never read a Bible, but they'll live their lives according to what they see you do. No matter who you are, there's someone who's patterning their self after the way that you carry yourself. If you're not walking upright and holy as a child of the King, as a truly born-again Christian, born of the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost on the inside, you cannot live a holy life. It's not in you. Just because you don't lie no more, and you don't drink, and you don't curse, you don't fornicate, does not mean that you're in right standing with God. Because John 3:5, except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. You cannot be a godly example. Why? Because God is not in you. We got to wake up today. We got to get rid of all these nightclub churches, these concert holding so-called churches. Even in what we call the truth, the apostolic doctrine, the teachings of the apostles and prophets, we have stepped aside from it. We're doing what the world's doing. But we want to call it church. We want to call it holiness. We want to call it righteousness. But is it righteousness and holy in the eyes of God, the one that we proclaim to be serving? Are you truly delivered from the captivity of sin? Or are we doing like they did, like the children of Israel did when they were brought out of Egypt, when they were delivered from Egypt, following Moses toward the promised land? But what did they do? They got into idolatry. They started worshiping a calf. They rose up to eat, drink, and play. They started fornicating and committing adultery. The same thing going on in what you're trying to call church is not God's church. It's the church of Satan. And except we repent, the word says we will all likewise perish. Everybody won't try to preach you into heaven. Your life is what determines where you spend eternity. Either you're born of the Spirit of Christ and you are his, or you're not and you're none of his. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. People trying to complicate the gospel, trying to make it so deep, so intricate. But Jesus said a child cannot err. It's easily understood by the Spirit. But if you're not in the Spirit, you will never understand spiritual things. Your carnal mind. Carnal-minded people do carnal things. In other words, we follow the dictates of our flesh all the time. But if the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, you are delivered from the power of the enemy, because Christ has never been defeated, never can, and never will be defeated. The power of the Holy Ghost is what you have to have. No other way. No other way. Glory to God. Glory to God. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord, the cup of righteousness, the cup of holiness. You cannot be sanctified if you're still delving and dipping into the world. We have to live in this world, but we don't have to be of the world. And we have the power of Christ on the inside not to be of the world.
Get Right Mobile Detailing reminds drivers, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, texting while driving is a leading cause of traffic accidents and fatalities. Do your part.
I want to sing like so-and-so sing, but that's not your call. I want to preach like so-and-so preach, but that's not your call.
That's courtesy of Get Right Mobile Detailing, your complete detailing service with a reputation for quality work and prices.
Too many of us are doing things in the body of Christ.
763-0812. We even
got people in the
detailing in Shreveport on air, reminding drivers to arrive alive.
Or you are an ambassador for Satan.
And drive. Get Right Mobile Detailing.
Because if you're not preaching this word without compromise, without watering it down, without adding to, and without taking away, you are the servant of sin. I don't care what your title is or how many letters you got in front or behind your name. You are the servant of sin if you don't do it the way God says do it. Glory to God. Glory to God. He loves you, and he wants the best for you, but God will not force any one of us to do it his way. It is up to you and I as individuals to get it right. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils, demons, dark forces that we allow to speak to our minds and we listen to them. But Jesus said, my children know my voice, and another they will not follow. Glory to God. It's time for me to go, but I thank God for all of you that joined me today. I encourage you, pray, and repent and get right with God. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you soon. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries. God bless you. See you soon.
You've been listening to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, where there's Wednesday Bible study at 6:30 p.m., Sunday prayer at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship services at 11 a.m. Broadcast live on Facebook each Tuesday and Thursday, third hour of prayer in the Word at 9 a.m. On Friday, Women Overcoming Obstacles at 6 p.m. And we're on Facebook each Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. For more ministry information and gifts and donations, it's www.kingdombuilders53@gmail.com. Each Saturday at 2:30 p.m. It's Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries on KAYT KQJ. You've been listening to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, where there's Wednesday Bible study at 6:30 p.m., Sunday prayer at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship services at 11 a.m. Broadcast live on Facebook each Tuesday and Thursday, third hour of prayer in the Word at 9 a.m. On Friday, Women Overcoming Obstacles at 6 p.m. And we're on Facebook each Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. For more ministry information and gifts and donations, it's www.kingdombuilders53@gmail.com. Each Saturday at 2:30 p.m. It's Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries on KAYT KQJO-FM.
fire that the fireman can't put out. Matthew 3 and 12 says he shall burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. It is burning up everything that's not like God. It's happening in New Orleans and it's spreading all over the world. We call it the Crescent City Fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? Are you ready for revival? Jeremiah said it was like fire shed up in his bone. In New Orleans, we call it Crescent City Fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
He'll come from far and near. People want to hear this fire of the Holy Ghost.